Yo, what's good, guys? It's Drake's Talk Show back here. I'm with my first ever podcast, and I've got my guest Trevor, who has his own podcast, The Crossover. What's up?
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, so I used to be on his podcast, and this is a two-part. This first part will be on here, and then second part will be on The Crossover, which we are recording tomorrow. He talks about all kinds of sports, but here it's strictly NFL and NBA. So today we're going over the NFL, our NFL mock draft, the biggest NBA All-Star snubs, the NCAA college football, basketball, football game coming back, where JJ Watt can be going, where DeMarcus Cousins could be going, a bunch of NBA trades, and the Washington football getting a new team name in 2022. So let's just get it started with your thoughts on the NCAA college football video game coming back.
I'm really excited. I personally never got to play any of those games, but I'm super excited to finally play. One thing that concerns me is EA is still making the game, and I know a lot of people don't like the developers. What we really want back is what we had before, but just update it so it runs a little more smoother and they add more features to the game. But obviously my dad told me about it. They're really fun games. So I'm excited. Obviously, it doesn't come out for a few more years, but I'm still excited to get a change from Madden because obviously we haven't had an exclusive NCAA game for all of us to play. So I think it's going to be a big drop if they can host it well, then EA is going to earn a lot of money and they're also going to earn a lot of interest.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you. I personally never played it when it released. I was 7 when the last NCAA college football video game came out.
Yeah,
And Madden is
2008.
trash. Yeah. Madden has always been bad since Madden 25. It's just copy and paste. Developers are lazy. And like you said, it's the same people developing Madden, so it could be scary.
Yeah.
And there's just one thing. I want the actual players to be in it. The last time we saw this game, it was a bunch of computer-generated players. We just saw the actual colleges. If we could get the actual players, that'd just be amazing. And it'd be a fresh start because we've had the same exact Madden for the past 5, 6 years. And just a breath of fresh air with colleges would just be nice.
Yeah, I think like obviously the NCAA provides it as like players not promoting themselves, but which I think is kind of dumb because obviously it's just a collective game. It's actually growing more attention towards the NCAA. So I think NCAA accepting it is a better deal than them doing nothing to it. So yeah, I'd like to see the players there, obviously. I want to see a road to the playoffs or career, obviously, which would be fun. Maybe add a little more like cut scenes or more detail to that, and then they might add some sort of like my team to it with like the cards. Obviously, we know in Madden with Ultimate Team or in 2K my team. I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd obviously be cool. Maybe they just get the players for a month, like you said. But yeah, this is good news because I never got to personally play it, and hopefully I can play it one day. And yeah, it's just really nice to know there's a new football video game coming out that can compete with Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah, so next we're keeping up with the football news. Washington football team announced in the 2021-2022 season the Washington foot or the 2022-2023 season, the Washington football team are getting a new name.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm glad because the football team's obviously not a great name. I've seen a lot of like mock names. I've seen the Wolves that I like. I've seen the Warriors that I like a lot. Those are probably my two main favorites for their name, but I'm glad they're getting a new name because they obviously need one. I feel like it will be hard not calling them the Redskins anymore. A lot of people still do, but I think they have like an opportunity here to like get a really good name because they obviously like have a new fresh start with a name, and I think they'll use all ideas. But I would love to see them do like the Wolves or like maybe the Mission. I don't know. Those are just some mock names I saw.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this past year, no longer the Redskins because of the racial movement that was going on. over the summer, and so obviously they get rid of it, and you're not keeping your name as a Washington football team. That's just not good. It's, oh, we're the football team. I think there was reports earlier that they kept the name, and like you said, there's been some mock names like the Wolves, the Red Wolves, the Red Tails, the Red Hawks, the Generals, or the Warriors. If I were to pick one, I'd probably go with the Red Wolves because the Red Tails and the Red Hawks still seem a little racially non-appropriate.
Yeah, and I think
So,
we've seen enough birds. I don't like how many birds we have in the NFL. So,
yeah, there's like Seahawks, Falcons, all these other teams.
yeah.
Yeah, so this is a good move, obviously, for them. You don't want to keep the Washington football team name. If I were to pick one, I'd have to go with the Red Wolves. Which one would you choose?
I think I would go with the Red Wolves too, or the Warriors, because I think the Warriors are a sick name. I just, obviously you're a team that just made the playoffs, and obviously you're still in the NFC East, but they've got a lot of potential, and obviously a team who has a great defense, and if they get a good quarterback, they could be on the upward path to an great offense. I think you kind of need a new name, and I think a badass name like the Red Wolves or the Red or the Red Tails, I've seen that too, or the Warriors, either three of those. I'd pick the Red Wolves too to be their new name, but any one of those would be great.
Yeah, I'm going with the Red Wolves as the final team name. Need it. They'll still keep the Washington football team name next season. They're still pending their choice. But yeah, that's just some news.
Yeah.
So, over the summer, DeMarcus Cousins signed, or not over the summer, I thought of the wrong free agency. Over the winter, DeMarcus Cousins signed with the Houston Rockets as their starting center, and after they have had a disappointing start to the seasons, DeMarcus Cousins has been released by the Houston Rockets after Christian Wood has an all-star type season emergence.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't see this coming. I actually had like no information by this. I had no idea. It kind of caught me off guard. I see what they're doing there. I see, because the Rockets are obviously a rebuilding team now. I see why getting him out would be a good idea, I guess, from their point of view. Some places I'd want to see him go though are potentially the Nets or the Celtics, because the Celtics are obviously not doing great right now, and the Nets obviously need a big guy right now. So DeMarcus Cousins could be a potential landing spot there. I've also seen rumors about the Chicago Bulls, which would obviously be great for us as Bulls fans. We haven't really seen much. Obviously, it's not prime Boogie Cousins or anything, but we need help at the big man position. So the Chicago Bulls seem like a good spot, or like the Warriors or the Knicks.
Yeah, I kind of saw this coming. I didn't think they would keep him. He's had an ACL and Achilles injury both in the past 3, 4 years. And Christian Wood, he's only like 26, 27, and he's averaging like 20 and 10, a double double every night. And DeMarcus Cousins is only averaging 10 and 7, and that's not impressive for Boogie Cousins Sanders. He was a top 10 player earlier in his career. Like you said, seems I could see him go to are the Nets for their center. Their center currently is DeAndre Jordan, which isn't going to do it. The Knicks are always in the conversation. The Clippers, the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Bulls, maybe even the Celtics as well, because Tristan Thompson started off the season pretty well, but now he's just playing absolute trash. And Daniel Tice is not a starting center on a contending team. My top spot, I'd say he has to land, is the Celtics. That's the highest chance of winning and getting playing time for me. What about you?
Yeah, I'd say the Celtics or the Nets, whichever make a bigger push to go get them. It's gonna be tough because like the last thing the Nets want to do right now is give up assets or bench depth, but like you need a big man on that starting rotation. So what you're either gonna do is small ball in depth, or you're gonna go stack out that starting lineup with decent guys and then just have no depth at all. And if they want to be a championship team, then that's going to be a real, obviously they want to become a championship team. That's a really tough decision for them. Either decision I see is like a good decision. There's no really wrong or like right answer. Either way, I see where they're coming from. Obviously, like the Rockets did the small ball that one, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, and obviously that worked. So Yeah, I'd like to see him go to the Nets, though.
Yeah, I do see Boogie Cousins landing on a team. I don't see him be staying free agent. If no team wants him, that'd be sad. They'd have to have some like smaller market team just to pick him up for some ticket sales. But yeah, Boogie Cousins will land on a team. I do believe that. And hopefully it's soon so they can have a contender for the second half of the season.
For sure.
Keeping on track with the NBA, we are now going over some buyout or some trade situations. The main people, their names are going around in trades are Porzingis, Kristaps Porzingis, Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, Kemba Walker, Kyle Lowry, and Kevin Love.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just say who I think will?
I'll just name the top destinations so you can have a feel on it. Right now, the Mavs, after Porzingis having a slow start, are pushing him to go to the Warriors.
I don't see that happening.
Drummond is either getting traded or bought out and going to the Knicks, Clippers, or Raptors. Blake Griffin going contending team. Kemba Walker possibly going to the Clippers, and Kyle Lowry going to the 76ers or the Clippers.
Okay, so I think Drummond goes to the Raptors. I think he stays there. He works with them. For Blake Griffin, I don't see who would trade for that contract. So with the Blake Griffin situation, either they'd buy him out and get rid of that salary, or they'd have to give up assets with him to get like less salary cap back or salary back, because Blake Griffin hasn't been himself, obviously. He's had like some questionable things, like the other game or other day he was sitting out because of his situation with the franchise. So I don't see a situation where any team would really trade for him unless they're giving up assets, the Pistons, or if they just buy him out. I don't see a trade where people are giving up assets to go get Blake Griffin. And then Kyle Lowry, I see Kyle Lowry staying where he is.
Yeah, obviously, recent reports Porzingis going to the Warriors. If they had to do a trade for that, I don't think they're giving up more than one person. It's either Oubre or Wiggins and a pick for Porzingis. I don't think they're giving up Wiseman, Curry, or Klay at all for Porzingis, obviously.
I don't under sorry. I don't understand that though, because obviously I get it, like Porzingis when he's healthy, he's a great player. But right now I like what the Warriors have going with Wiseman at center, Draymond at power forward. I like what they have going on. They just need to like start picking it up a bit more. I don't really see a situation where Kristaps goes there, because the Mavs are like on the like they're not in a playoff picture right now, but they're also like could be contending if like Luka keeps up how he's been doing lately. He hasn't been doing great during the season, but like these past few days, especially that game winner against the Celtics, he's been doing good. I see they keep Porzingis and try to work through him. If Porzingis does get shipped somewhere else, I see it being after the season or at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I agree with you. On the Drummond side, if he's traded, there could be a Kyle Lowry Drummond swap. But I think the best way to get him out of there is a buyout, and he'll either go to the Clippers, go to the Raptors again for a center spot. I don't think he'll go to the Nets or Lakers strictly because they don't have the cap. He's not going to take a minimum contract just because he got bought out. He's still a top 10 center in the league, in my opinion. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's either the Clippers, or not the Clippers, the Raptors or the Knicks, in my opinion. Blake
Yeah.
Griffin, whether he's bought out or traded, I think he has to get bought out. No one's going to trade for that contract, and no one's going to trade an extra star just to match that contract. So I do think they'll either bench him the rest of the year or buy him out. If he gets
Yeah.
bought out, I think he'll go to a contender, whether it's the Lakers, the Clippers, the Jazz, Celtics, Sixers, any other team like that. I'll go to a contender, in my opinion. I don't see Kemba going anywhere. I strictly just think he's still hurt. I think they brought him back too soon from injury. He's just not himself right now.
Yeah, they need him back. They need Kemba back.
Yeah, either way, Marcus Smart started their year as their point guard, and they ran two centers, which didn't work that well. They need Kemba. He's still a really good player for that team. And there's recent reports today that like Kyle Lowry might get traded to the Clippers anytime soon. So if that happens mid-podcast, we'll let you guys know. But I do think he will end up getting traded this year, whether it is to the Sixers or to the Clippers. Either way.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all we have for NBA trades right now. So now we're going on to another topic. This time NFL, where do you think JJ Watt is going?
That's difficult. So obviously the Texans made the bold move of releasing JJ Watt. Not a lot of people saw this coming, especially, and I bet kind of confused why Deshaun Watson hasn't gone out, but they just let JJ Watt out. Obviously, I see where they're going with the salary. Personally, I think JJ Watt would be an awesome spot with the Steelers. Obviously, getting to go play with your brother is awesome. That's awesome. A lot of reports have also said he might be going to the Browns as a potential landing spot, which is also awesome. People said the Bears, but and obviously, I'd love that, but the Bears, that's not a realistic place. Obviously, because his wife plays in Chicago, but it's not realistic for the Bears' cap space. And with their defense already there and how much they're paying those guys, I'd see him going to like the Bills, maybe too. I think that could potentially put him over the Chiefs, maybe. I don't know. So I like the Steelers, the Bills, or the Browns.
Obviously going to the Steelers would be the ideal place, playing with his brother TJ and Derek Watt, but they just don't have the money. Who knows? Juju says he wants to stay a Steeler, so that's even more money going there. They already have an elite defense. If they can pick him up, that'd be great, but there are recent reports that he's signing for around a $15-16 million contract, and they currently do not have that unless they're letting some free agents go. Like you said earlier, the Browns would be a good fit, getting another piece on their defense and recently making to the second round, almost beating the Chiefs in the second round, maybe going to the Super Bowl after their, and then getting OBJ back. That'd be good spot for them. Obviously, the Buffalo Bills, not the greatest defense in the league and made it to the conference championship. So going to the Bills would help them out. Obviously, the Chiefs already made it to the Super Bowl and they had no O-line in the Super Bowl, so that also costed Patrick Mahomes. And the Packers is a good spot for him. Already a Super Bowl contending team, already an elite defense and another elite offense, and adding another piece to that defense would make them for sure Super Bowl contenders, even though I hate saying that as a Bears fan.
Yeah, the Packers, like obviously, again, I wouldn't want him to go there, but the Packers are a very real possibility too. That's where they need to work on is their run stopping, and obviously JJ Watt, you've seen in press conferences and his tweets, he's obviously a great leader, and on that defense, I think they need a leader. So that would also be great. I personally think the best options for him though are the Steelers and the Bills. I think the Bills can give him money. Obviously, the Steelers are tight, but like playing with your two brothers is awesome. And I think, there'll be some conversations, but any of those teams that we mentioned, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes there.
Yeah, my final choice is the Steelers if he wants to take a pay cut. If not, he will be a Buffalo Bill, is my
Yeah.
choice. Right, so that is our thoughts on JJ Watt. That's all the news. Now we're going on to the big stuff. Who are our NBA biggest all-star snubs from the all-star team selections? So recently, the starters and the reserves got announced. The West starters are Luka, Curry, LeBron, Kawhi, Jokic, and their bench being CP3, Donovan Mitchell, Dame Dollar, Rudy Gobert, Zion Williamson, Paul George, Anthony Davis, but who is hurt, getting replaced by Devin Booker. The East starters being Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal, KD, Giannis, Embiid, their bench being Harden, Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, Julius Randle, and Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, so obviously like Devin Booker replaced Anthony Davis, but I think Devin Booker not being on the original team is kind of foul. Chris Paul was on that, and personally I think Devin Booker is a better leader on that team, is a bigger player than Chris Paul is. I think for sure that Devin Booker should have made it originally. I'm glad he got there before. nothing really surprised me too much. Trae Young might have been a snub. He's been playing good, not like last year's self, but obviously like decent. I'm glad Julius Randle got that spot. I'm glad Zach LaVine got his first there. I'm glad Zion got his first. All of those are very realistic. I just had a problem with the Devin Booker because obviously Devin Booker and he's leading the Suns to, I think, like the fourth seed right now or something. And like, obviously they're a great team and Devin Booker leads them. So I think that was kind of, he got snubbed last year and then they replaced him and now he's getting snubbed again, which I think is not, I don't like that because I think he for sure should have been an all-star before they had to replace him with Anthony Davis.
My biggest snubs are, originally I had Devin Booker on this list. I knew he was going to replace Anthony Davis strictly because he was injured, but he should have made that team originally. I think Anthony Davis is only averaging like 17-7, which is not all-star numbers in the West, and he definitely should have made it over CP3 in my opinion. He is the best player on his team, and putting the second best player on that team, it's absolutely ridiculous. No disrespect to CP3, but Devin Booker obviously deserved that spot over him in my opinion. Where's Domantas Sabonis? Where is he? He's better than Vucevic and Randall, in my opinion.
That's tough because Vucevic played well. I think you could obviously put Domantas Sabonis over Vucevic. You got to give credit to Julius Randle because the Knicks aren't a great team and he's a leader for them. I don't have a problem with him, but I could see you putting Sabonis over Vucevic. Sabonis led this Pacers team who don't really have a main star. And I don't know where the Pacers – I think the Pacers are in, like, the fourth or fifth seed, too, in the East right now. And, Sabonis is great. He's a great leader. He's a great player out there. Yeah, the Pacers are 15-15, four seed, obviously, in a weak East. But, hey, he still got them up there in the four seed. I think, personally, you could replace Vucevic with them. I agree with you 100%. Sabonis should definitely be there.
All right, I'm currently pulling up the stats for Vucevic and Randle. Domantas Sabonis is averaging 22, 12, and 6. Shooting on 53% from the field. How is that not all three numbers? How is that? Yeah.
How much did you say he was averaging?
He's averaging 22, 12, and 6.
Hey, well, Vucevic is averaging 24 right now, though. So
Randall is averaging 23, 11, and 5, only shooting 47% from the field.
I give Randall credit, though, because it's like the Knicks team. Obviously, I don't think without Julius Randall, they wouldn't be where they'd be. So I don't have a problem with that. Honestly, I don't think it's as close as you think. I think personally that like Domantas Sabonis should be in here, but it's not that, like, I'm not too mad that Vucevic is there over him. The Magic are also a good team. I guess since Sabonis, you know, when you're not looking at the stats, he has them at fourth in the conference and Vucevic doesn't. So I see where you're coming from. But I honestly don't think, I don't have too big of a problem with it because obviously, I get what you mean, but the Magic are also 13-19, so it leaves me kind of... But I would put Sabonis over, but I don't have too big of a problem with it.
Nikola is averaging 24, 12, and 4, only shooting 47%. The Pacers, like you said, 15-15 in the 4th spot. The Knicks, no one thought would be good, are 15-17 in the 10th spot, still technically making the playoffs with the play-in. Magic, 13-19 at the 12th spot. No disrespect to Vucevic and Randall. Well deserved. I just obviously think Domantas Sabonis deserved this over him. And no hate to Zion. Brandon Ingram is having a better season than him too. Is that best player in
the season?
No, you can go.
I have a problem within who is a starter or not. I don't think Luka should be an all-star starter. I think Damian Lillard should be an all-star starter. Lillard has led the Trailblazers to 18-3. The Luka and the Mavericks have underperformed, especially in the first half. Obviously, now they're 500, but the disrespect to Damian Lillard there is unbelievable. I think people are like kind of over. I think Luka Doncic has kind of become a little overrated. Damian Lillard, should definitely become I think Damian Lillard should definitely be an all-star starter right now. He's averaging 30 points this year on 8 assists. He's averaging 1 steal and like 4.5 rebounds. That is definitely all-star starter numbers, and I have a problem that Luka is up there. I think Luka is a reserve right now. Luka is still averaging around 28 points, 9 assists, a steal, and like 8 rebounds. Obviously, all around, he's there more, but like also leadership and how we just talked about that with Sabonis. I think definitely that Damian Lillard should be an all-star starter.
Okay, I have a problem with Zion. Brandon Ingram is having a career year in points and assists and only 0.7 behind his career in rebounds, also averaging an assist and a block. Zion in his second year getting 25-7-3. Let me pull up how much blocks and assists. Not even averaging a block or an assist as well. And I just think Brandon Ingram is the better leader on the team. So I think Brandon Ingram should have made it over him.
Yeah.
And then my last thing is Ben Simmons. Great defensively, but he can't shoot or do anything on the offensive end. And Trae Young is averaging 30-8. Like, come on.
Yeah, I think Trae Young should be over Ben Simmons. That's why I said Trae Young. Ben Simmons isn't having a great year either. And maybe that's because Joel Embiid is like an MVP. He's playing an MVP level. But like Simmons... at this point, you need to have a decent, like, three-point shot to be an elite point guard in this league. And, like, that's Ben Simmons' one issue. Ben Simmons is only averaging 16 points this year.
Yeah.
He isn't, like, Ben Simmons, he needs, like, at least a decent shot to be where he is now. And he just doesn't really have that leadership right now. So I have a problem with him being in there over Trae Young.
Yeah, these other mentions are people I don't think should have made the team, but I guess you call them snubs. Bam Adebayo, De'Aaron Fox, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, DeMar DeRozan, Chris Middleton, Tobias Harris, Fred VanVleet, Jeremy Grant, Gordon Hayward, and Mike Conley. Those are just other mentions. Thank you.
None of those should be snubs. Those are good honorable mentions. I just want to like point out, though, dude, I think that like Jeremy Grant is so underrated, though. He has played so good this year, and like I don't know, it's just been amazing to watch him average like 24 points, and like just for his circumstance, that's so close. Like if he wasn't in a stacked West, maybe then like he'd obviously be up there more. He's in the East, yeah. Right? So he's in the East. Like honestly, I think Jeremy Grant could be over Ben Simmons.
Ooh. I mean, Benson, I guess.
All around, Benson's a better player, though.
Yes, sir. Yes. Jeremy Grant did drop like 50 on the Bulls' head.
Yeah, that's bad.
But, yeah, obviously, no Ben Simmons hate. Still a great player. I just don't think he should make this team, in my opinion. I think Trae Young, Bam Adebayo, Sabonis could have made it over him.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Jimmy Butler. With his current triple-double run.
Yeah. But hasn't Jimmy not played that much this year?
He missed like 10 games to start the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. That is all we have for the NBA snubs/honorable mentions. We're moving on to our last topic. This is our big one, our NFL mock draft. I think the draft is coming up soon. I don't know the exact dates.
It's in around like 60 days or something.
April 29th is when
it's coming up.
April 29th through May 1st. So do you have your list down?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I have my top 10 and then I have 2 honorable mentions.
You can go first because I got to pull it up real quick.
Okay. I don't really pay attention that much to college football. I just went over a couple of mock drafts, and then I came up with my list. So first, I have the Jaguars selecting Trevor Lawrence, quarterback out of Clemson. I do think they're moving on from Gardner Minshew and Mike Glennon. My opinion, Trevor Lawrence is easily the best quarterback in this entire draft class. He's 6'6". He's a unicorn, and his – ceiling is Tom Brady. And if you're seeing this Tom Brady, the GOAT, I'd be pretty like happy and worried at the same time, because then he could end up being a complete bust.
Yeah.
Who was your first overall pick by the Jaguars?
Oh, obviously Trevor Lawrence. He's one of the best prospects of quarterbacks we've seen in like a long time. He's coming out great from Clemson, and obviously he's the a first pick. He's going to be great for the Jaguars, and I'm excited to see him play. No question there. If you don't have him at first in your mock draft, then something's wrong with you.
Now, this is kind of a controversial one. I have the Jets selecting Zach Wilson, quarterback of the BYU.
I do too. I do too. I think the Jets move on from Sam Darnold. Zach Wilson has just climbed up the board so much. Hear me? Yeah, so Zach Wilson has climbed up the board so much, and I think he should definitely be I think he should be the second pick. I think the Jets move on from Sam Darnold. Darnold goes somewhere else where he has a better system to play in or becomes a backup. And then they go from there, and I think the Jets definitely take Zach Wilson.
All right, I've got my next pick for the Dolphins, helping out DeVante Parker and Tua Tagovailoa, Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver out of, I believe, LSU.
Yeah, I see where people are coming from there. Personally, I see where they are with Ja'Marr Chase, but I'm gonna have to go with DeVonta Smith out of Alabama. He was the Heisman. Obviously, there's like some questions behind him with his like I guess health and stuff, but like he was the Heisman. And he was Mac Jones' biggest weapon. He was Alabama's biggest weapon. And when you win the Heisman, I think you have to go third. But I see the Ja'Marr Chase argument that people have.
Yeah, I just don't see something in DeVonta Smith's height and weight. And we see players like Tyreek Hill. But Tyreek Hill is buff. He's a buff dude. And DeVonta Smith is just really skinny. He's a great route runner and has some speed, but there is some concerns on the NFL level.
Yeah.
Right, my next pick. Don't know much about him. I have the Falcons picking Azeezy Ojulari, defensive end, out of Georgia.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. I do not have anything like that. I actually have them taking Justin Fields.
Oh,
I think Justin Fields goes there. I think this is like a lot of teams need quarterbacks, and I think, you know, they move on from Matt Ryan. They get some other defensive picks later, but definitely I'd see Justin Fields going to the Falcons. I think that's a very well possibility for them.
I see where you're coming with Justin Fields. The Panthers, the Falcons want to stick with Matt Ryan as of now. If they want to get a quarterback for the future, that's fine, but if they want to keep that offense with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, they need help on the defensive end. Azeezy Ojulari. I don't know how to pronounce your name. I'm sorry, dude, if you end up watching this at one point. I'm sorry, but I do see them picking them.
Yeah.
Next, the Bengals have to help out Joe Burrow, Rashawn Slater, offensive line.
Wow, you have him that high. I have them protecting him too, but I have Penei Sewell. He's out of Oregon. I think he's the best offensive lineman in this draft. The dude is awesome, and he's a really good sophomore. He actually also received a second place Heisman vote. He wasn't in there, but he was that good as a lineman that someone voted for him to get in the Heisman conversation, which is still insane. Penei Sewell, definitely to the Bengals. Protect
Yeah,
Joe Burrow.
I do have him in my top 10, but not right now. I saw Rashawn Slater on most above Penny currently. Next, the Panthers selecting Justin Fields, quarterback of Oklahoma.
And number six.
Yes, from the Panthers.
Wow. At number six, I also have I have Trey Lance going to the Panthers. But here's the thing, there's also a possibility, and I have two options. Either they take Trey Lance or they trade for Deshaun Watson, and then the Texans take Trey Lance at six.
Yeah, I obviously see that happening. Deshaun wants out. He went to the head coach a couple days ago. He's out of Houston. He doesn't want to play another game there. So I do see that happening. Next up, we got the Lions. Horrible, horrible team. They got to help out the defense. Patrick Surtain, the second cornerback.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know if they'll draft a cornerback after they just got sorry, what's his Jeff Okuda. But I see them actually taking crap, where is it? I see him taking Micah Parsons for the defense
Okay.
linebacker.
Yeah, it was between Patrick Surtain and Micah Parsons for me as well. All right. Eagles, they've had a really tough job drafting wide receivers in the past. That's going to change. They're selecting DeVonta Smith, wide receiver out of Alabama, with the eighth pick.
So we kind of switched. I have them taking Ja'Marr Chase all the way down there at the eighth pick.
All right. The Chargers got to protect Joe Burrow. They're picking Penei Sewell, offensive tackle.
That late. I see the Chargers picking up Elijah Vera Tucker, offensive tackle from USC.
Right. And then the Cowboys, our last pick, got to get a edge rusher. They're getting Quiddy Pay, defensive end.
For the them, I actually see them taking Patrick Surtain.
All right. Yeah. So then my honorable mentions are obviously Trey Lance, quarterback, and Kyle Pitts, tight end. The Chargers could maybe get Kyle Pitts since Hunter Henry wants a better quarterback, even though you had a rookie that threw 30 touchdowns. So they could get Kyle Pitts if Hunter Henry decides to leave. But yeah, my honorable mentions are Trey Lance and Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts is one of my honorable mentions. So is Caleb Farley, cornerback out of Virginia Tech. I want to ask you a question though. We didn't get that far, but at number 20, our Bears. Who do you think the Bears select at the 20th pick?
I mean, maybe we can get Tevin Jenkins if he falls out there with an offensive lineman, or we can maybe get Mac Jones. I don't see them picking him. I think we're going to sign a free agent or trade for Derek Carr, is I think what we're going to
Yeah,
do.
I say we take Mac Jones or Alex Leatherwood, left tackle.
All right. Well, that's going to do it, guys. For today's episode, tomorrow we'll be recording on Trevor's the crossover with more people. We are getting Sammy and Danny, who you will see on later episodes. So
Who are
thank you
part of
for coming.
the crossover team?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I was just saying they're part of the crossover team. So
All right, so thank you for coming, Trevor.
you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Hope you guys enjoyed. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.